dictates, it leads into why we have deacons, but I want to talk about that just a second. First of all, it says, go ye therefore and make disciples. Now, when Jesus said, go ye therefore and make disciples, he was speaking to his disciples, right? So they understood that what Jesus was saying when he says, go ye therefore and make disciples, do the same thing with other people as I have done with you. So what did Jesus do with them? He brought them together. Did they sit in their homes? No, they were brought together. He said, what did he do with his disciples? He taught them. He led with them, led them. They went on journeys and trips together. They ate together. We have that in the Lord's Supper. We know they ate together. They celebrated Jewish holidays together. They went out and witnessed to people together. They were with Jesus when he preached on the Sermon on the Mount. They were all there at the top of the mountain. You remember they also went to the top of the mountain and in Gethsemane to pray with him. Jesus said, I want you to go ye therefore, and when you go therefore, I want you to make the same type of disciples. How can you have the disciples like Jesus had and never come together? And I want you to know something. I know that we're together on Zoom, and that's good, but I think we, as soon as you can, get back together and be together. There's something that's happened this morning that doesn't happen on Zoom. I'm sorry, it doesn't happen. You know what it is? I feel a kinship with you. I'm looking in your faces. I feel it. It's powerful. And when we sang this morning, whoo, was that fun. You know what happens when I'm here and I preach and then we sing and nobody's out here? I don't hear you singing on Zoom. Most of you shut it off so I won't hear you. But it's good too, because if you all sang together out loud and unmuted, it would be the biggest garbled mess, because you're all at different places So, I want us to join together. Next Sunday, the church is going to come together from 12 to about 12:35 or 12:40. We are going to have a town meeting. Now, it's not a church council. It's a town meeting, and we call it that. And it is to talk about how we go from here, how we make our church more available to you, how we build fellowship in this church during this time. We probably should have had this months ago, but we need to have this now. And I believe, because eventually we will have the vaccine and eventually things will change. Where do we go from here will be next Sunday, and it's very important. I hope that you will stay with us at least from 12 to 12:30 or so and be with us. But the church is the concept that Jesus left with his disciples. He said, as I have discipled you, so go and disciple. So, is the church necessary? I think so. How did Jesus' disciples transform the Middle East? Radically. They went out as disciples and went out as missionaries, and they created small groups, and they brought them together, and they transformed Ephesus, Galatia, Corinth, Jerusalem. I could go on and on. Macedonia. And they did it because they went in, and they didn't try to be a lonesome lone ranger. They created a group, and they left that group to win and to minister to that neighborhood, that community. The local church is not only necessary in our culture, it is important. When they started talking about COVID and they said, we're going to have the essential services open, I said, good, then the church. No, they never look at the church as essential. I say the church is essential. How can you have a neighborhood in the midst of a pandemic and not see the church as essential? God is essential, so the church is essential. Amen. And when we treat God and His church with slight hands by saying, I just can't get up on Sunday morning. You know, do you know the only day that I get up early? I mean, really early, Sunday morning. I can't sleep Sunday morning. Sunday, it's the Lord's day. I really can't sleep on Sundays. Now, all the rest of the week, my wife can tell you, some mornings I sleep in. I go to 8:30, 9 o'clock. I told you that, so that's so that you don't call me before 9 o'clock. Unless you go to the hospital. But on Sundays, I get up early, and the reason I do is because I find it, by the way, late at night is when I read. I like to read late at night. I don't know why. It's just in my system. But I want you to understand that the church, to me, is essential, and it is necessary, and God made it as such. Also, if it says, not only make disciples, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. Tell me how you have a baptism service without a local church. How do you have the ordinances? And by the way, we're going to talk about next Sunday maybe some ways that we can have the Lord's Supper. Because we need to have the ordinances of the church. Baptism, Lord's Supper. And as far as I'm concerned, weddings are ordinances that God ordained. And that's why I believe they ought to be in the church. That's my view. At least they ought to be religious. The Pope said different this week, and I'm sad to say that he did. It was a terrible moment in the history of Christianity for him to say what he did. But it says baptizing, and there are other parts of worships that we cannot do on our own. We must have the church. There has to be the church. And then the next one is, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Now, I want you to know that, let me just take that right there. They're going to a fire. They turn on the sirens. People get out of the way, let them go. Let me tell you something, there's fires all around us, right here. There are families on fire. There are people on fire. They're going to hell. They're all around us. Going to hell. I'm going to tell you again, they're going to hell. Most of the people around us are going to hell. And we ought to go out of this place like a siren looking for people. And people ought to have to back up because here we come. And that's the way the church ought to be. But we ought to be, it says, teaching them all things that I have commanded. How do you teach people all things that you're commanded if you don't attend church, if you don't come to church, if you're not a part of a church? How do you do that? Don't tell me you can do that. You can't do that. I had a lady who said, I've got something for you. And she had a box, a big old box, and it was full of the cassette tapes of ministers preaching. She said, this is what kept me going. Okay, that's fine. I just don't believe in watching television church. I don't think it does a thing for you. I really don't. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it. Hear me. I think there's a place when you're sick, and I thank God it's on there for the sick, for those who can't get out. But I believe that the local church, first of all, let me tell you what a local church does. It has a pastor that knows you, that knows your needs, that can preach the things that he knows that you need to hear, that can call people together to minister to you. How many pastors on TV do that for you? No, it's impossible. And how many pastors on cassette tapes do that for you? It's impossible. The under-shepherd of a church is the pastor. He's supposed to be aware of your needs and try to meet them. But he also has to have help. And this is where we go in our scriptures, and I'm going to get to it in just a minute about why deacons. It's found in Acts chapter 6, verse 1 through 7. Acts 6, 1 through 7. In those days, when the number of his disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 among you who are known to be full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, and we will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." Now, this is where deacons come in. They are to minister the needs of the people as they see fit. They are to do the things of God that one man or one woman, whoever's leading the church, cannot do. And so deacons are important. They are given by God. They are instructed by God. And this was, I am convinced that these particular men or women were called. And at that time, they were all men. So you'll notice when Paul speaks in the next scripture, which is 1 Timothy 3, 8 through 13, he's speaking to an all-men audience. Now, I know that there are some churches that believe because, and my dad was this way, and he and I just ruefully disagreed on this, but hear me. It says, you must be a husband of one wife. And when we read that, some people say that means it's got to be men that are deacons. I disagree with that. Now, let me tell you why. He was speaking to men. There were no, the disciples, the men that they chose were men. And in that culture, women were not supposed to do. He goes and he says the women should not be speak out or anything. That was the cultural thing of that day. But he was speaking to a man with one wife. Had he been talking to men and women, he would have said, you must be married to one spouse. This was a problem in those days, and I won't go into that. But I want us to look at 1 Timothy 3, 8 through 13. "Likewise, deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine and greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience. But let these also first be tested. Then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. Likewise, their wives must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be the husband of one wife, ruling their children and their houses well. For those who are served as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing and a great boldness in the faith which is in Jesus Christ." Why are deacons chosen? They are servants at the table. I'm going to ask Marshall at this time to come forward, and I want you to stand, Marshall, and I'm going to switch this tablet. If you would just stand at the front here.